comic books?
I love comic books.
Do you like movies based on those comic books?
Yes.
Do you like those movies when it's part of a long series leading up to Phase 4?
Yes, it's taken forever, and it's been on awesome ride so far.
Then you're in the right place. It's Talk Nerdy to Me. I'm Troy Stegner.
Ray Jackson.
And today's, well, I guess we could...
We could start.
Before I jump into it, we should do the...
We should start.
Now?
Hey, listen!
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve?
All right, today's topic?
Marvel movies?
Marvel Cinematic Universe.
The universe.
Movies? Yeah. We got Infinity Wars.
Ooh.
Avengers 4.
Avengers 4, yeah. They don't have an official title yet, right?
I don't think so. I think it does, and they're keeping it secret because they said it would be too much of a spoiler to give the name.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of other stuff out there, but people have been making like fan-made posters, and they're not official, of course. But it's going to be great, man.
Yeah.
I did hear a rumor, though, about the Spider-Man sequel.
The Far From Home?
Far From Home.
What's that?
I've heard that it was going to be actually a prequel to Infinity War. But it was just a rumor. I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because, you know, Spider-Man was one of the guys. This really shouldn't be a spoiler. Infinity War has been out for
a while. That's true.
He was one of the ones who dissipated.
Right.
But then there's right after that, they start advertising Spider-Man Far From Home. You're mm-hmm. like, wait a minute. Like, he's not.
He died. Well, I thought he just disintegrated.
It's just like Guardians of the Galaxy 3. I was like, wait a minute, half the Guardians are gone too.
Yeah.
how are you guys going to do this? But prequel, you're right. That might be the best explanation for it.
Yeah, I mean, it hopefully, like, I think Spider-Man's my favorite Marvel character. I mean, he might be my favorite overall character. I'm just, like, excited. I'm just so glad that Sony decided to...
loan him out?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so like I said, Sony does not have a good track record with superhero movies.
Yeah,
at all.
I think the best one was Part 2 when they did Doc Ock, and after
was
that,
the Alfred Molina.
Alfred Molina, Ock. Yeah.
Yeah, that one wasn't bad, but overall, Marvel has done a much better job with their own characters than Sony.
Yeah, that's true. Let me ask you this question about the Marvel movies: did you get to see all of them in the theater?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to think back. Yeah.
I don't think there's been one that I've missed. I think even starting with Iron Man when it first came out, mm-hmm. it was just like...
When they first introduced you to the post-credits scenes. Those, and now that's a staple of Marvel movies.
Yeah, if you're watching a Marvel movie and you're leaving when the credits are rolling...
Don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
You need to sit down and just eat some more popcorn and just wait till the end of the credits because there's more... coming out.
Well, they're actually starting to do that now with their Netflix series.
Yeah.
Iron Fist, the last episode, has an after credits sequence about Daredevil.
Is this the new one?
Season 2. And it just came out on Netflix.
Like yesterday?
Yeah, this week sometime.
Yeah, it came out yesterday. I think they started streaming yesterday. I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet. I remember reading that there's a after credits sequence on the last episode, mm-hmm. so don't hit on Netflix. Don't hit go to next video. You might want to wait and see that.
Is that that's the last episode of Iron Fist, though.
Yeah, leading into Daredevil season 3, which is going to be coming out before the end of the year.
Oh, man. I think that a lot of the whole Netflix series. I with Jack. Jack had mentioned it before. I wish they would cross over to them. Either have someone from the cinematic universe come over, or someone from the Netflix come over and be in one of the movies, or at least in Infinity War or something. Because, I mean, they're all in the same...
Stupid legal reasons.
Yeah.
I guess they can't do it.
I wonder, like, if that's going to change when Disney starts their...
We already have a different Flash on the TV series than you do in the movies.
Yeah.
They're just... I guess it's all legal and pay and everything else. They just didn't get it worked out. But that would provide a little bit more continuity.
Yeah. And I think at least with the DC universe, you have that whole multiverse thing that you could maybe use if you wanted to ever cross them over. But I guess time will tell.
Yeah, but like you said, Marvel Cinematic Universe started back in 2008. It says
2008,
the first Iron Man.
Is there a least favorite movie from the whole cinematic?
The movie ones?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd have to think for a second on that
one. I have my two already.
You go ahead. While
My two probably from the whole Marvel Universe. I hate to say it, but Iron Man 2 and 3, I think are probably my least favorite out of all the Marvel movies. Because, I mean, part 3 is probably the worst one to me. Kind of reminded me of some other movie that was The Incredibles. But yeah, anyway.
It was a little reminiscent of that.
Yeah,
I got to agree with you on that one, Iron Man 3.
Yeah. 2 was okay. The only thing I didn't like about 2 was at the end. It was the same villain with the big, huge Iron Man suit with the whiplash. Well,
and that's the Marvel formula.
I know. I was like, oh.
That's all their movies. But yeah, Iron Man 3 I agree with. But my second one would probably be Thor Dark World. Didn't care for Thor Dark World.
That was so bad, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. And that had my dude from Doctor Who that I love in there.
Yeah.
His name escapes me right now, but Eccleston. Chris Eccleston, because he was Malekith.
Yeah, I'll be honest, when they announced Ragnarok, I was like, oh no. And then when I saw Ragnarok, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, Ragnarok, the first two were trying to, I think, be dark and brooding, mm-hmm. like Batman, and it just kind of doesn't work. So then they gave Chris Hemsworth the free carte blanche to go humorous a little bit.
Right.
And dude he's good at humor.
Yeah, he is. The timing on the jokes in that movie are just like perfect.
Especially considering he was working with CGI'd Hulk.
Yeah. No, that was just a surprise turnaround. Like usually you don't see a part 3 of a movie be better than maybe the first two.
I think it was better than the first two.
I think combined. So too. I mean, like usually that one, like my little one, Ava will be watching it on Netflix and. All right, I'll sit down and watch it with you, even if it's in the middle of the movie, because I like it so much.
Yeah, that one. So what? Those are your ones you didn't like. Which are your favorites out of the cinematic universe?
Like, I think Iron Man. You got to like put Iron Man close to the top, because I mean that's what started all, and it was good. I mean, you had, Robert Downey Jr. was a perfect casting for he was either perfect or he just knew how to nail it.
He lived Tony Stark's life.
That's true.
So it wasn't really much acting. He was just being himself.
Yeah, and the only thing is, you know, he's not, I don't know if he's as smart as Tony Stark, but he did live the life. I mean.
Yeah. He's I respect him because after the Avengers movie, they wanted him to keep being Iron Man.
Right.
And he basically told him, well, then you need to pay the other actors the same you're paying me.
Oh, that's cool.
Because, you know, Hemsworth and Johansson, all those guys were not getting paid to the same level he was.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, well, who's your second pick for Iron Man? Because if you don't bring their pay up, you're not getting me.
Wow. That's cool.
So, yeah, I have a lot of respect for him for that. So,
And what else, what other, is there another movie? I think Avengers... When they first announced it, the only thing I was worried about was that there were so many characters, and I thought they did it well.
They all had their own their fair amount of screen time.
Yeah.
Nobody was neglected. Nobody was just a set piece standing there. So yeah, they all had their characters fleshed out pretty well. Mm-hmm. I liked Avengers. It wasn't my favorite Marvel movie, but
did you decide?
I gotta go with Spider-Man.
Oh, nice.
I didn't like Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man,
mm-hmm.
and Andrew Garfield, I was a little happier with him, mm-hmm. but Tom Holland, I think, is just an awesome Spider-Man.
I agree. I feel the same way. I think Garfield was a great choice. It just didn't fit with how they wrote it, but I think Tom Holland's he's just great. I mean,
he captures that innocence of Peter Parker.
Yeah.
You know, the non-jaded kid from high school.
And I'll put this out now. If they ever remake Back to the Future, I think they cast him as Marty McFly.
I can see that.
I think he'd be great. But if they ever, because said they would never do a remake. So. And as long as he's alive.
Yeah, well, unless he owns it, he doesn't have a say. And when he dies, it's going to go to somebody else. So.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say never.
That's true.
Just we won't have a Zemeckis back in the future. So Iron Man's your favorite? Do you have a second favorite?
Iron Man, I think I got to go with Spider-Man because, I mean, I put him number one, but I default to Iron Man because it was the first one. And it was, I thought, especially for its time, it was done so well. And it was just really good. And then, of course, I got Spider-Man. Right. If not number two, it'd be like 1A right or 1B.
My second would have to be Guardians of the Galaxy. The first one. Because you got to see the Collector.
Yeah.
Benicio del Toro. And Ronan, you got to see one of the Kree. You finally get to see a living, breathing Kree in the Marvel Cinematic Universe with Ronan the Accuser.
Yeah.
And that's going to play a big part in the future Marvel stuff, especially with Captain Marvel. They released some of the set photos.
Oh, those look really cool. And you see
the Skrulls everywhere.
Yeah.
And you had that whole Kree Skrull War before Secret Invasion.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if they're leading into a Secret Invasion story arc.
Right. The cool thing, and like you guys had mentioned before, it was so cool how they took the Guardians of the Galaxy. They were like a bunch of characters that no one really knew.
Right.
And turned it into this awesome franchise.
That Marvel, like their formula works. I think they could just grab any obscure characters and throw them into that movie formula and make it work. It seems
it was good. It was a good one. I didn't know a lot about them, and when I saw the movie, I just wanted to know everything about them.
Yeah, it was a good mix of humor and action, and had a killer soundtrack.
Yeah, I own both movie soundtracks.
Yeah, but like you said, they were more obscure. They weren't even the original Guardians. There was a different set of guys who were the original Guardians. Yeah. And they even took Yondu and made him a redneck. And it worked.
Oh, man.
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all!
Michael Rooker has one character. He plugs into everything. And it works. The dude has so much charisma.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, that he's a great actor in himself. I mean, everyone knows him for Mary Poppins, y'all. I'm Mary Poppins, y'all.
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all.
I liked him before in Mallrats, Mr. Spinning.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you forget about that?
No.
With the towel drop.
I love that movie.
You see Rooker ass right there on the screen. he was Rowdy Burns, Days of Thunder.
Oh, I don't remember
Another
that.
Another one of my favorite movies.
Oh, man. Those are all great movies.
Yeah, he's done a couple good movies. We gave our worst and our favorite.
Yeah.
What Marvel movie are you looking most forward to?
You know, I'm looking forward to... I want to see what they do with Ms. Marvel.
Is that one of the ones you're going to make, Ms. Marvel?
Captain Marvel. Excuse me.
I would be totally behind a Ms. Marvel.
I would too. I mean, I get it mixed up sometimes. Kamala Khan is a
great character, yeah.
But I'm looking forward to Captain Marvel. I mean, it's starting out in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, it's going to be another pre-Infinity War.
I remember when the first set photos came out when she's got the original green
when she suit was part of Star
and
Force.
Everyone was freaking out.
Yeah.
Because I even think we're going to see, even though it's a prequel, we're going to see... Agent Coulson. He's going to be in the movie.
All of S.H.I.E.L.D. You're going to see Nick Fury with two eyes.
Yeah. I saw some of the photos that made him look really young.
Yeah. You'll see Nick Fury with both eyes. Maria Hill. Coulson is set to be in it. In fact, I think I saw Ronan the Accuser in one of the...
Oh, wow.
They had a little... Because she's part of Star Force, who is part of... I think they work for the Kree to go and try to take out the Skrulls.
Oh, wow. I mean, it's going to be great. It's going up against coming out same time as Wonder Woman, I think.
Wonder Woman 84.
Yeah.
So there'll be two strong female leads.
It's going to be a crazy time.
Wow, I'm going to waste a lot of money that weekend in the theater.
I know.
So yeah, that's going to be the first Marvel female lead movie.
It's going to be great. I mean, it's one of the movies I can't wait for. I really want to see the next next Avenger movie, but that Captain Marvel movie, I really want to see where they go with it and how they do it.
I kind of agree. It's not. I'm really looking forward to the new Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I like you. He's the character I grew up on. He wasn't the first comic book I ever got. My grandma bought me a Batman comic to start with. I think she was trying to push me toward DC.
Ah.
But the first one that I bought that was my choice was a Spider-Man comic. And, I mean, this is way back in the days when J. Jonah Jameson was a huge part of Spider-Man.
Oh, man.
He was still, you know, sticking the camera to the wall, take pictures of himself. that Spider-Man, and I've just been a fan of Spider-Man ever since. Even though I think Peter Parker, dude can only be so unlucky.
Yeah.
Let him do something right in his life. but yeah, Spider-Man, Far From Home, I'm looking forward to. The first one with Vulture, in the comic books, Vulture is such a throwaway, cheesy character. Adrian Toomes, the old bald dude with the green spandex.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. And then Michael Keaton came in and he owned that role. Man. Dude, he owned the movie.
He did. Yeah, Vulture. Every scene Michael Keaton was in, he stole it. Yeah. No matter who else, even when Spider-Man was in the scene with him, I was like, all you could see is just Michael Keaton. That was just, like I said, with the help of Marvel, Sony, hint, look what happened.
Yeah, don't take Spider-Man back and ruin it.
Yeah, don't.
And yeah, let them have him. So yeah, that Spider-Man is the big one I'm looking forward to.
Cool. Just with the Marvel movies that are coming out, it's gonna be great next year.
Yeah, and the way they play off each other and the whole universes are tied together.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Yeah, I gotta agree.
What's your guys' favorite, man? Leave comments in below. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you think about our favorites. What's your favorite? What's your least favorite?
Tell us why we're wrong.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't be the first time. Everybody always tells me I'm wrong. So yeah, like, comment, share.
Find us on social media.
Yeah.
We're always, let's see, what are you on Facebook?
YouTube. El Paso Hero Post. Those are three big ones.
I'd like to thank the El Paso Hero Post for housing us today. And big thanks to Raywork Productions. Did I just self-promote?
You did. That's fine.
Thanks to Josh helping us out, monitor sound, because I'm filling in for Jack today. And with that, I'm Ray Jackson.
I am Troy Sagner.
Good night.
And sleep tight.
What game that you get on? Is it card or read?